Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Gin and Juice podcast. My name is Melissa.
My name is Mel.
And we are going to thank our sponsors.
Yes, we are. Shout out and thank you to Today Ticks, Earnin, and Factor for sponsoring this podcast.
And hey, Daddy. And we are real life sisters, okay? Yes, yes, we are. Also, if you happen to be a graphic designer, please let me know.
Oh.
Because we need one.
We do?
Yeah, yeah. Once I have our revised logo and stuff, it may have been both of us, I'm going to need someone to do the ideas that I have in my head. And Mel been talking all morning about, or afternoon, about her how her hand aches. And I have residual ache, and I actually didn't edit this weekend. So you and I cannot.
No.
You and I cannot. And I can, and I still cannot.
I'm also not really good at that.
At doing it?
I'm not a very visual-y, like, I don't be knowing what looks good. I just be like, that's fine.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it is a skill, though.
It is a skill. Yeah, yeah, people who, like, are able to identify, like, oh, yeah, you should put this here. I can't even, I'm not a visionary in that way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sometimes I can see what I want, but the limitation in my skill set prevents me from getting there.
Yes.
And so what I end up having to settle on don't exactly be what I had in mind, but it's the best I could do.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's all I got. Okay.
Hi, I'm Melissa.
And I'm Mel.
Girl, let me tell you, I only had maybe a little less than half of that drink.
When you're drinking, you just got to drink more.
I have a strongly worded email.
Actually, that feels in line, though.
That is not that, true.
No, listen. And every now and again, when somebody get out of line, you just yell, pop the trunk.
I'm the juice to her gin. Did we hit record?
Is it working? Is it on?
All right. So, yeah. So you can send your email. I don't know who you're going to email. Just find a way to let me know.
No, put it in there.
Oh, okay.
She said admin at Kev on Stage.
Yes, admin at Kev on Stage. If you're a graphic designer, and I'm not trying to put you on payroll now. It's just going to be a little couple, you know, can you do, you execute, you invoice, and then, okay, bye-bye. That's it. That's all. All right. All right. So we're going to start with the segment we like to call Long Story Short. Let me start because mine is a little heavier, and then you can... levitate it. Okay. So mine are actually very short. Number one, for the bigger theme here that I want to talk about are like parasocial relationships.
Okay.
Right. So often we talk about parasocial relationships where people like your audience or your community has this relationship with the like whoever the influencer is, for example, or whoever the celebrity is.
Uh-huh.
But the way that we operate, it ends up kind of working both ways.
Yeah.
So we are the influencer, but some people, I may not have like met you in person, but you comment so much. See you, maybe I did see you at events. And at the very least, I recognize your screen handle.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I recognize your handle.
Absolutely.
I recognize your thumbnail picture, which is called your...
Profile picture. Okay.
I don't know why thumbnail picture was the only thing that was gonna come out.
I didn't know where you were going.
Oh,
I'm like,
man.
Profile picture?
Listen, your profile picture. And so you do end up like building these relationships and like these parasocial relationships with people. So one of the ladies in our book club passed away.
I saw that.
I have known, and I mean like parasocially, Elise, for years.
Aww.
She has come to, I want to say, a handful of shows.
Uh-huh.
I remember when she was married, she got divorced, and then shortly after is when she got diagnosed with cancer. Okay. And I was oh my God, why was she have to go through all that just like that? And so anyway, she was going through a struggle and I kind of thought something was happening because she, her comments on like her posts would be like, I'm out of the hospital. I'm so excited. Uh-huh. But it wasn't like, I rang the bell. Or it was more like, I'm tired. She was in the hospital over like the holidays and she was just tired. She was like praying to make it to her birthday.
I saw that.
And then she recently started dating this guy and they were planning a wedding. Mm-hmm. And so when I saw she passed, immediately I was like, did she make it down the aisle? Aww. And so one of the other ladies in the book club was like, I'm her friend, you know, like her real friend, not this kind of parasocial relationship. She unfortunately didn't make it down the aisle. She was planning on getting married in September. So, of course, I went. We're friends on Facebook and in the book club. So I went to her actual Facebook account, and she was going to do a night to remember. Day I'll always remember. Yes, the 21st of September. That was the day they were going to get married. I was trying to remember the lyrics. So anyway, I just want to say rest in peace to Elise Jackson. All of our prayers and support and just words of comfort surround her family. And, you know, I just pray. Clearly, we've gone through, you know, personal deaths with the loss of our brother-in-law. And sometimes when you recall them, it's really sad. And then with time, it brings a smile on your face. Like sometimes it's still sad, but like it just hits you a little bit different. Their memory just brings more of like warmth and a hug instead of this like overwhelming sadness that they're not here.
Yeah.
And so my prayer for her family and her children is that as they go through the process and they remember Elise and who she was in their family, that it wraps them in a warm hug. Yeah, so totally. I just wanted to honor her because she was a long time supporter of the Kevin Stage universe.
Yeah. So we are going to talk about one of the sponsors of today's podcast, who is today Tix. We are transitioning from the winter months and the fall, or the cold rather, and going to transition into some warmer months and some sunshine. And so with that, today Tix is an awesome platform that allows you to do something a little bit outside of the box, to go somewhere, do things you haven't been doing. So when it's boring inside, I think the best thing to do when you go out is probably something you've never done before. Whether you're planning a special date or just need a break from the same old evening on the couch, I've got the inside scoop on the best way to get tickets to shows and other fun events in your city, and that is Today Tix. Today Tix is the best night out you haven't had yet, with the best value on tickets to amazing things going on all around you. Getting tickets is as easy as ordering out, and you know we always order out around here. So anything that's as easy as that, we are all in on. I was actually, when we were in Atlanta this weekend, I was talking. There was this old, I don't know if it was a commercial or what, but they used to say a body in motion stays in motion and a body at rest stays in rest.
It's like the law of motion.
Law of motion. Yeah. Anyway, so I was talking about that and how I feel like the pandemic has allowed us all. We started working from home and just never left the house again. And now we always talk about how expensive things are. But when you get up and get out and get moving, it'll encourage you and your body will want to continue to stay in motion. And if you need something to do, Today Tix is here for you. That was a little bit of a rhyme. Just go in the Today Tix app or visit todaytix.com and scroll through their offerings. There's stuff you've always wanted to check out and stuff you probably never hear about otherwise. Then you check out in just a few taps and get your tickets sent right to your phone. They've got tickets to shows on Broadway and the West End and in other cities across the country and around the world. You can book your show in advance or be spontaneous and check out what's happening for tonight. We were talking about some of the options for the LA area that are on Today Tix, and there is, I don't know if we talked about this, but there is a magic show. It's a place in LA called the Magic Ruby Rose? Hold on, I have to find it now. Rabbit? Yeah. First of all, magic shows in general are just a good time.
They're so fun.
They're just a random good time that you don't really expect. I feel like in general you think it's maybe like a younger thing, but like as an adult, magic shows are a good time. If you have people in town for the weekend or just looking for something to do, I feel like that's such a good idea. And Today Tix has the Magic Hour is what it's called. It's at the Black Rabbit Rose. That's the name I was trying to think of. So anyway, they have some options for this weekend. All you have to do, all I have to do, because it's in LA, hello, is go in here, select the time, date that we want, go through the process. Like it said, you click a couple buttons and all of a sudden the tickets will be sent directly to you, which is always a good time. So go to todaytix.com/GJ.
GJ.
And use promo code GJ.
GJ.
To get $20 off of your first TodayTix purchase. That's promo code GJ.
GJ.
At todaytix.com/GJ. todaytix.com/GJ.
Very good.
All right. I am going to talk about my long story. This microphone is so close.
I felt like I was kissing my microphone.
My long story short, and the way that the reason I look the way I look today is because I had the longest weekend ever.
You did.
Traveling with children in general is already stupid. Okay, it's already the dumbest thing that you could ever sign up for. Every time I do it without Greg, it's hard enough with Greg, but like, okay, we have two kids, we have two adults, we each can take one and we can manage. And McKinley is seven, so like, low key, we're just double teaming Micaiah, because that's what has to happen. But when you're by yourself,
man.
Okay, and usually I travel with y'all,
yes.
But you, Melissa, her kids are grown and she is grown and they enjoy overnight red eyes.
Yes.
I have done red eyes with her. They don't work with my family because she's in the fancy first class seats. I'm not, okay? Mm-hmm. Micaiah refuses to sleep, and my back hurts, and I'm sleepy, okay? And now everybody's miserable. And then when we get to wherever we're going, it's now 7 o'clock in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and the way it works is now you have to do stuff.
Right.
And so there's never really any sleep time.
Right.
So I... Okay, with my brilliance, I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take the 6:30 flight out of LA, which means I had to get me and my children up at 3:30 a.m., 3:30 in the morning. Okay, in theory, good idea, because I'm disturbing your sleep. So by the time we get on the plane, you're going to be sleepy again,
because mm-hmm.
now I've woken you up. You've gotten dressed. We've had to drive to the airport. We've had to go through security. You are just... Mommy, let me sleep.
Yeah.
Get on the plane. You should go to sleep. Let me tell you what happened to us. We wake up at 3:30. We get there. Okay. We get to the plane. They are like, hey, it's delayed because they have to clean. Okay, that's fine. We're all sleepy, but it's fine. Cleaning is supposed to take 10 or 15 minutes. It takes 30. So we're sitting there waiting for the, okay, we finally get on the plane after this small delay. We get on the plane, and at first I don't like to go to sleep before the plane takes off because I feel like that's cheating. I need to let my sleep start when we're in the air because it's going to take the whole
right.
time.
Yeah.
But I was so tired that me and Micaiah fell asleep before the plane took off.
Oh.
And then all of a sudden I'm woken up to somebody saying, they're saying it's going to take 2 hours. And so I woke up like, excuse me, what are you saying?
2 hours for what? Till we land?
And you know when you fall asleep before the plane takes off? When you wait, if you wake up, you lift the shade to say, are we still on the ground? Oh, we ain't. We haven't left yet. Okay. So what are you talking about 2 hours? And the guy's like, they said it's going to take 2 hours. I'm asking, everybody apparently fell asleep. We were all tired.
Yeah.
So nobody really knew what was what's going to take 2 hours.
Yeah.
So then I asked one of the flight attendants, and something about the brakes on the plane had to be fixed. And so they're telling us we have to now get off of the plane.
I hate when you board and you have to deplane.
Get off of the plane and it's going to take 2 hours to fix. I am pissed at this point.
How long had you been asleep on the plane, though? How much time elapsed?
I still don't know. I was trying to figure it out. I still don't know. All I know is I woke up. I expected us to be in the air, and they told us to get off.
Oh.
And Micaiah, we have a stroller. I had done gate check, the stroller. Mm-hmm. So if you're telling me I have to now be in the airport for 2 more hours, I need her stroller again. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, somebody needs to go on the bottom of the plane and get the stroller.
This is terrible.
We get off and we eat some nasty food. They gave us $48 because
the
airport is here's $48.
What am I doing with this?
Literally, y'all know how much airplane
buy a bottle of water
costs. So we have food. It's disgusting. Micaiah is cranky, tired. I'm cranky. McKinley's the only one that's fine. Okay,
oh, yeah.
She's like,
this is the best day ever.
I'm just on my iPad playing Roblox. I'm like, it's 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, we got to tell that Atlanta story.
They end up delaying us not just 2 hours, 4 hours. 4 hours.
For the same reason?
Yes. Oh my God. four. The Delta app. They just. I could have been there. I would have been in Atlanta, and the Delta app just be like, update to your flight time. Yes. Update to your departure time. Update to your departure time. I'm just like pissed. So we finally get back on the plane. And I just wanted to say that, like, the fact that you told us, you know, that it was the brakes. Currently, Boeing airplanes are falling out of the sky.
That's what Daddy probably was talking about.
There are parts missing, windows bursting, wings flying off. Boeing, they are asleep at the wheel. Nobody knows what's happening, and they are still putting planes in the air.
I'm telling you right now, as a person who worked in aerospace, quite scary.
What are they doing?
So generally, I don't know what's happening currently. Obviously, I don't work at Boeing, so I'm only speaking from my experience, not what is currently happening. My experience in the aerospace industry. Okay, don't have nobody coming after me. I'm telling you my personal experience.
When you work there,
as a person who has worked at three different aerospace companies, including Boeing,
they making it
okay.
Up.
The quality control is not quality.
Hello.
What often happens is they'll say, Melanie Aeroplanes LLC, you have done so good in your quality checks in the past.
We don't need to check it anymore.
That we won't. What we do is we authorize you to check it internally.
Yep.
And what happens is with these companies, they have, because I worked on both sides, right? So I worked Boeing. We manufacture planes, but we also buy parts from places. Uh-huh. I also worked in manufacturing plants, the places that sell the parts to Boeing.
Okay.
Two of those I've worked at. When the people would give us, when I worked at the manufacturing plants, quality control. And when quality comes up against your sales goals.
Sales wins.
Mm-hmm. So we would ship stuff out the door that was not qualitied, did not, and don't have it where the quality control manager and the sales director are having a tiff.
Oh.
Because now I'm as the sales director, I'm telling quality, push my parts out the door.
Money. Cash rules everything around me.
Out the door. We would have at one of the places I worked at, I'm not going to tell you which one. If I personally knew a plane that I was flying on was manufactured from that plant, I would ask for a different flight.
See, this is what I'm talking about. This is why the planes are not working right now. This is why the parts are flying. Tires are blowing.
I worked on, they call them CSI, critical safety. It was called CSI because it was critical safety inspection, but it was critical safety equipment like brakes. Uh-huh.
Brakes.
And I worked on the military side. So we sold our stuff to like the Air Force and I worked on the Air Force and the Navy.
See.
Let me tell you, I would be like, Lord Jesus, don't let our country go to war.
Planes won't work.
The planes, nothing.
You can't land. You can't take off.
The brakes is not going to break.
This is what I'm talking about. Supposed to be on the planes just fine.
I'm telling you, working on the inside, it is very scary. It is very, very scary.
Well, also, here's what I was so confused about. There was a lot of things. But one of the things is, why are y'all checking the brakes while we're boarding or while we're... There's not a process for this to have happened already.
No, they
Why are we
it.
On the plane and y'all are down there checking brakes right now?
No, you want them to. You want the pilot to check it because his life is in danger too.
Did you say, why did they do folks, that beforehand?
Like, because I'm going to tell you why. The urgency that I have when I'm finna board the plane.
That's true.
Is going to be different than the person that's... That's fine.
That's fine.
The pilot to be invested.
Oh my God.
In the safety because I'm telling you, they are not.
Oh,
I have stories to tell.
Well,
I just can't tell it.
Planes in the air, like they need to get planes in the air as fast as possible.
That's true.
Yes, because they all have a box. At the end of the day, all of these companies have not the investors, stockholders.
Stockholders.
They have stockholders that they have to answer to, and so yes, safety is important, right?
Right.
Yes, safety is important.
Money is important.
But it's a cost. it's a cost loss analysis. They'll be like, okay, how much does it cost to cover or to fix a problem after the fact? Probably less than it does up front. Yes.
And this is the thing. Let me tell you this last thing, okay? Let me tell you this last thing. What we would do, this is so bad, but I've never said the name of the companies I've worked for. So, and actually, I don't even think either one of them are existent. So even if you found out, I don't think
it would be fine.
Which is probably why they're non-existent. We would push parts out that we knew were faulty and just expect the R or the return. We call them RMAs. We would expect the return
to come back.
But what happens is when you return it to me, I don't issue you a credit. So it doesn't affect my numbers.
Oh, I see.
This sounds like a scam. No, we would push the parts out the door. We would invoice you, and then when we issued your RMA return, it was a return material author. Sorry, is my mic out?
Yeah, people were saying that they couldn't.
A return material authorization, return material RMA. I think that's what the M stands for. Anyway, when we would issue an RMA, it didn't always come with a financial credit.
Okay.
So your part. Child. I'm not. This ain't alleged. This is my experience. I will literally stand in court. And dare someone
if
to tell
me I'm
lying. If
it's your experience, you don't have to say
no,
alleged.
No, this
you
is can, my
this
actual,
is firsthand
this
experience.
Is a, correct. This is not someone told me.
This is not hearsay.
This is my actual experience.
This would stand up.
Yes. We would receive your material, and then however long it took to repair it, your stuff would be placed in the back of the line because the new stuff needed to go out so we could invoice it.
So would that count as another order, too?
No, and that's why it was deprioritized.
Oh.
Because we've already invoiced you for it. And so it would just sign up on your what's the monthly, like your profit and loss, like your statement every month for us. It would just be like an outstanding invoice that's aging.
Uh-huh. Got it.
Because you're not going to pay it, but also we didn't ship the parts. It's so bad. It's
I'm
really
send
bad.
You anytime I'm flying, what plane?
I know.
Yeah,
literally.
Return me. Thank you.
When
yes,
I was
thank
on
you.
The plane, somebody was at. Is her mic better? Also,
sorry,
I plugged it back in. I just want to make sure it's better.
Okay.
But somebody on the plane asked the flight attendant, "Was this a?" She was like, "Is this a Boeing plane?"
Most of them are. If you're riding Southwest,
the one we were on was not.
There's only two companies, right, that manufacture planes.
There's Boeing and Northrop. You can be on a Northrop plane, and you can be on a.
It's like an airway. It was. Oh, I can't remember, but
Airbus,
the
Airbus.
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 Yes.
The one we were on was an Airbus.
Thank
she was
you.
Like, "No, this is an Airbus. It's fine."
If you're on a Southwest flight, more likely than not, it's Boeing. At one point, I wanted. Don't quote me on this. Cause I worked on the military side, not the commercial side. But at one point, I believe Southwest entire fleet. Was Boeing, or they were working toward it, being all Boeing planes.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, the point is, I was really upset, and I'm just gonna say two more things, and then we can move on.
Okay.
Number one is, I know there is a real reason for this, and I just want to say I don't care about the real reason. It's just upsetting that the flight time for a flight. Okay, going my flight from LA. To Atlanta is sometimes 3 hours and 57 minutes.
So
sometimes it's 5 hours and 8 minutes. Sometimes it's 4 hours and 7 minutes. It's not 5 o'clock traffic. It's not cars. It's the literal sky. Why are the flight times changing?
It's so funny to me.
Why?
It's so funny.
What is happening?
The speed that they can fly at.
And the wind.
Speed up.
We all know the things.
We're in the air.
We have so much fuel. So it's a fuel. How fast can we go, and how much fuel can we burn?
Speed up, fill up.
Let's go. If my pilot is me when it comes to gas, I would want off my plane. If we're in the sky, and they're like, we barely have enough gas, so we can only go so many miles per hour. If the pilot's gas policy is anywhere like mine, take me off the plane. Take me off.
It's so upsetting.
But I agree.
I know, and this is what I'm saying, okay? You guys are saying it's the wind. I know that there is some scientific, logical reason as to why this is the case. I don't care.
I know,
I think
it's
dumb.
Still annoying.
We are in the sky, and I think that the flight time in the...
It should be the same.
You're not in the air behind planes at a red light. There's no stop signs. There's none of that is happening.
There are birds and clouds. Let's go.
I agree.
Put your foot on the gas. Let's go. I don't understand why the flight time. And it literally has been 3 hours and 57 minutes. Last night, my flight was 5 hours and 8 minutes. With children.
Yeah, it's a long flight.
It was so long.
That LA-Atlanta flight is long.
It's so long.
It is so long.
And then, this is the second thing I need to say. When we landed, after after that four-hour delay.
In the trunk?
I am. Because after the four-hour delay in LA, and we finally get to Atlanta, we're in the car. Makaya has been sick. So I'm like, you know what? We were supposed to get a prescription. We get the prescription transferred from the LA CVS to the Atlanta CVS. And she's like, be here by 8, and you'll have it. So I'm like, Daddy, we got to go straight to the CVS. I got to get this prescription. I was supposed to get there at 1:30 to LA. Okay. I mean, to Atlanta. I got there at like 7. Okay. Oh, that it was so stupid. So we're rushing because now I have until 8. Actually, it was like 6:30. I had until 8 to get there before they close. We're driving and Makaya just throws up. She's in her car seat and she's just like, bleh, and not like spit up. I'm not talking like, oh, I'm a little bit. She's like, bleh. So I'm like, yes. Oh. All on daddy's seat. Listen, if you know a mid-50s black man, you know how they feel about their cars?
Daddy is 60.
It's 60. My daddy clean his car.
Every weekend. Actually, at this point, every other day.
It'd be clean and he just re-clean it.
Yes.
Makaya is just bleh. So I'm like, okay, we're really close to the CVS. Don't stop, daddy. Like, I know it's gross, but like, I gotta get this prescription. Makaya just keeps throwing up. It wasn't just one. It was just like bleh. McKinley's back there like, mom, she's throwing up. Dad's freaking out. It starts to smell because everybody knows how throw up smells. And Makaya's just like, she's not even like helping. She's just sitting there like, bleh, like just continuing to puke.
Daddy said he had to hold his breath because he said I was about to throw up with
him. He's like, no, I'm just going to pull over. I'm like, we got 2 minutes. Pull over. I need to make it to this CVS. I don't care about these. We got to get the prescription. We pull out. He's got random blankets in the trunk. He's shot. But it's throw up. What are you going to do?
No.
Like, so then she just is sitting there with like blankets on top of her. And then because it smells, he turns the AC on. Yeah. Mind you, it's in Atlanta. It's raining
it
and
was.
Cold. He just blasts the AC. So we're all in there like, it's so cold. It's so cold. And he's like, and Makaya's just McKinley's over there like, I don't want to look. It was the worst. I wanted to call and curse Gregory out.
What did McKinley say?
Mom. She just keeps throwing up. You know, let me tell you about kids. McKinley be getting on my nerves because she will state the obvious 10 times. Mom, Makaya threw up. Mom, what do you want me to do? Okay, I know she threw up. We can all hear it. We can all see it. We can all smell it. What do you want me to do? I was so pissed.
Oh, my God.
Just get to the CVS.
Go get Greg.
I wanted to call and curse him out, okay? Just because he wasn't there. You didn't even do anything, but you're not here right now to deal with your children with me. We get the freaking, we made it just literally, it was like 7:53. I come in there and I'm like, prescription. We get the prescription. And then, you know, when kids are so, when they throw up or poop like that, you just be like.
Give them a bath.
Throw everything you have on
in the trash.
You can low key go to the trash. But if not, like, let me just spray you down. So we're just like, get in the bath. Just throw everything away. Spray her down. It was. The worst. Okay. It was so annoying. And then, so the trip is fine. Atlanta show's great. We leave yesterday, delayed.
Your flight was delayed again?
Yes.
Oh.
The cleaning crew, the this, the that. And then when you arrive, there's never a gate ready. Oh, and then, hold on. We get to the Atlanta airport. For some reason, the gate is in F. F is the international side of the Atlanta airport, okay? It's the international point, okay? I don't know why it's not in the regular, the domestic. It's international. The train is not going to the international side. It's broken.
So we have ridden
the train, and they're like, you have to get off here. And I'm like, no, I need the next one. It's not working. You have to get off here. I have children. You have to get off here.
We had to walk to the international side to get to the gate.
It's not close together.
It's not. The international is so far. It's so far.
This is terrible.
I was like, I'm just going to stay here.
I live here now.
I live in Atlanta now. I don't want to go. Oh. I was just so upset. And then so we get to LA really late. Listen, I'm finna be done. But I take a lot of thought into flights because stuff be closed if you get here late, okay? And the kids be hungry. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to get us here at a reasonable time so that I could still have dinner with the kids. They can take baths, go to bed. Because we're delayed, we get here really late. Everything's closed. So we finally get home. I'm like, Jack in the Box. I don't even know. Just whatever. Whatever Uber Eats will deliver to us. So they eat their little dinner, go to bed.
I just want to say I came in on Saturday morning and Micaiah was fine.
Oh my gosh. She had the nerve to be completely fine on Saturday.
Totally fine.
Completely fine.
The only evidence of any of this is Daddy took her car seat outside and was hosing it down.
Yes.
Micaiah woke up. She said, Auntie!
Oh my gosh.
Ran. She was playing hide and seek with Joe, running around Miss Tina's house. Listen, when I tell you she was totally fine.
Mind you, the night before, she didn't even sleep because she has been having this coughing fit. Oh. So the whole night, she's not asleep. I'm not asleep. I'm miserable. And then she wakes up and is like, Auntie!
She was... Kai was totally fine. Could not tell anything was wrong with her. She was totally fine.
So as you can tell with my story, life doesn't always happen the way that you expect it to. It doesn't happen weekly. It doesn't happen bi-weekly. It happens in the moment you don't expect it. And so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earnin. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck, then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck, which we love. You know, anytime you have extra money, okay, you have money that you can spend when you want, you can do fun things like buy that gift. You know how hard it is to remember people's birthday, especially if you ain't been on Facebook in a minute. And so all of a sudden you're like, oh, shoot, it's this person's birthday that I really care about. And now I need to like quickly buy them a gift. If you have earning, you have money, you can quickly do stuff like that. And it's not a big deal. OK, you can also just randomly have a special night out, maybe with you by yourself, you and your boo, whoever. OK, you have the ability to do things that you need or that you want. New dress, new clothes, new shoes, anything like that. You can do that when you have earning. Make earning a part of your financial routine and join earnings over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about earning, I think about financial stability, security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind. So download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Jen under podcast. When you sign up, it'll really help us and the show. Hello, Jen under podcast. Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Fabulous. Anything else on your long story short?
No, that was it.
I'm happy you got that off your chest.
Good, because I was mad all week.
That was low-key a Pop the Trunk, which we'll move into Pop the Trunk, where we get we just be angry at folk throughout the week. I do have one Pop the Trunk before we do the listen to the folk, and it's I gotta pop the trunk on teenage boys' metabolisms, specifically my child Josiah Frederick. So this is what happened. He told me the other day, Josiah Frederick said to me the other day, when you cook, can you please cook like we are a family of six? Mind you,
that's such a great way to approach it, though.
Yes, except I already cook.
Oh,
like we're a family of eight. Oh. I already cook with anticipation that everyone in this family is gonna want a second plate. Daddy's gonna want a second
plate. That's hilarious. Kev's
gonna, or
yes.
Isaiah, Joe. I never get my second plate, so someone else will get it. Yes. But I just assume everyone wants to. So I'm already cooking as if we're a family of eight. Uh-huh. Okay. So what you're really asking me to do 12. Is cook for a family of to 10 for 12, uh-huh. 10 or 12. Uh-huh. Because what he's really saying is, I want two plates tonight, and I want to be able to take it the next day for lunch.
Amen. Oh, look at that.
Yes. Yeah, so he wants three plates. He out eats me, Kevin, and Isaiah. Josiah eats the most.
That baby in is hungry.
The house.
Is that soccer?
Yes, it is. And he was running track for a little while too. And he's strong. Joe is strong in the chest and the arms.
He is,
he's just
is.
Like a, yes. a buff little boy. So we go to my dad and Messina's house over the weekend, and she makes breakfast. Did I post this?
I don't remember.
I'm gonna tell y'all what this little boy had on his plate. Yes, I did. Josiah had bacon, mm-hmm. two pieces, three pieces of sausage links, okay, a thing of eggs, grits, and I want to be specific. I'm gonna circle back to the grits. Two pancakes. And when I say grits, I mean she carved out a separate bowl.
She did.
I put some on his plate.
She did.
And she was like, no. This little bowl is his. And for all of you who are wondering, he only didn't eat the grits that I had on his plate. Everything else, he ate.
That baby be hungry.
I'm tired of it.
That's hilarious.
I don't have the money.
Hello?
To afford
that's the
his
real
metabolism.
How much more money you got?
And a vow renewal in the same
keep
year.
Keep up.
I can't keep up. I need help. I need that's Joe funny. Biden to send me personally Hello? Food stamps.
Food stamps.
For him.
An allowance.
For him.
A stipend. Something.
That baby is
because
hungry.
If he comes home one more time and says, what's for dinner? And it's 3 o'clock. You mean what's for lunch? Because if I cook dinner early, you know, spaghetti is something you might make early.
Yes.
Right. For your family.
Yes.
If I'm chili.
Yes.
Mel knows my family loves
they love
chili.
Chili.
And I make
there.
Big tubs of chili.
Of chili.
If I don't cook it or move it so they can't get to it, they will have it for lunch or after school snack. And dinner, and it will be gone.
Good, that's hilarious.
It will be gone. It will not make it to the next day. I don't have the time for it.
For
I can't
real.
Keep up with
that
it.
Baby is
and
hungry.
I certainly, you know how expensive eggs are? Eggs are still expensive.
Eggs sure are.
I don't know what happened in the economy that made eggs specifically. Like, are we having a chicken shortage? I don't understand what specifically happened that made eggs and milk.
Do you buy milk?
All the milks, oh. oat milk, almond milk, whole oh, milk, all the milks, everything in the cold section
is expensive.
Cheese, dairy, eggs. I don't know why eggs are in the chicken in the cold section. It's not dairy, but in my mind, sometimes do you be thinking eggs is dairy?
Eggs is
right. If you go vegan, that means you don't eat any of that things you named.
Yeah,
but don't they got to do with whether or not it's animals?
I get confused.
So my problem with eggs is it's in the dairy cold section.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I don't think eggs are dairy.
It needs to be there for the freezer, for the refrigerator. Sometimes some grocery stores.
But why do
like
the sign
separate.
Always say dairy?
It's
over, not easy. Over the eggs.
It be in the same cold
it is
freezer.
In the section.
Adjacent.
Yeah.
It should say dairy and eggs.
It should.
I don't think we ever figured it out. But the point is,
yeah.
I'll be confused and I don't have no more money. So it's poultry.
Because it's
chicken.
It come from chicken. That makes sense.
Yeah. Okay, very good. That's all I'm saying. I need help. So we'll start up a GoFundMe. And you can feel free.
Feed JoJo.
To feed Josiah Fredericks because.
That's great.
The other day for breakfast, Kev was gone. I made 8 eggs for the boys for breakfast. And I cut up some sausage.
Mm-hmm.
And I made, I don't remember if it was grits or oatmeal, but like a cereal.
Mm-hmm.
Josiah said, can I have a piece of toast? Oh, no. It wasn't breakfast cereal. It was hash browns. It was the breakfast hash browns. It was 8 eggs for
that's
the boys
a lot
to split.
Of eggs.
Yes. And sausage.
The whole case.
A dozen. That's
yes.
Before.
Yeah. Oh, I don't buy a dozen anymore. I buy 24.
Yeah.
18 or 24.
That's
I can't
hilarious.
Do it. I have, if I'm not make, if I'm cooking for the boys for breakfast, 6 to 8 eggs minimum.
That's insane.
And Joe will eat 4 if it's 6 or six if it's eight, and leave Isaiah nothing. So he makes, he said, can I have a piece of toast? I said, sure. I thought the hash browns was going to be enough carbs, but no. If you want a piece of bread, you can have a piece of bread.
You got to shop like twice a week.
No. Yeah. We get in the car because he eats it on the way to school. He says, I should have made another piece of toast.
Oh!
I can't keep up.
That's insane.
Saying.
That's a lot of food.
No, Josiah, I'm praying because my baby's sure. I don't know why. I literally was asking God this week. I was having a full conversation with God, like, if the way he's eating, he better be having a growth spurt, because don't do my baby like this. The way he is, don't do me like this. There is no world in which he should be eating the way he's doing eating, and he stays this little.
Yeah, I know.
He better have a growth spurt. This baby better shoot up.
That's hilarious.
To 6 feet, because it don't make no sense.
He's not in high school yet, right?
Yes, Joe is in 10th grade.
Some people have they have a late growth spurt.
That's true.
Have it at 18.
He better be feeding it, because otherwise, where is it going?
Yeah.
Because this baby is little and eats me, Isaiah, and Kev under the bed.
Under the bed.
Under the bed.
Can I do this now? Is it too early? You know what you need to get him?
Tell me.
Factor.
I do. I really have thought about giving him these
Here's
meals.
Here's the solution.
Yes. Do
Factor.
It yourself.
Yes.
Someone else
Eating
takes this problem.
Better is easy with Factor. This is actually great. If you have Melissa's problem, if you have sons and they are eating you out of your home, get Factor. Okay.
Yes.
Eating better is easy with Factor's delicious, ready to eat meals. Eat fresh, never frozen meal. Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. They could be out your face in 2 minutes because they're going to be eaten. You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Get started today and go after your goals. Like I said, they're 2 minute meals. Okay, they fuel up fast with Factor's restaurant quality meals that are ready to heat and eat whenever you or your kids are ready. Pancakes, smoothies, and more. Discover a wide variety. They have options, okay, of easy options for the entire day, like breakfast, midday bites, and more. No prep, no mess meals. Factor meals are ready to heat and eat, so there's no prepping, cooking, or cleanup needed. This actually feels like the greatest solution.
Okay? It does.
If you have Melissa's problem,
yes.
If your kids are eating you out of your house, you literally should try Factor, and you should use our code, okay? Head to factormeals.com/GJ50 and use code GJ50 to get 50% off. That's code GJ50 at factormeals.com/GJ50 to get 50% off.
Very good. It. Thank you, Catherine, for knowing these things.
I know. You be on it, girl.
She sure do, because we be like, what is it? We don't
search,
know.
Google search.
Yes, I don't know. One other last thing, you'll probably be able to identify this. This happened to me this weekend, and I actually do want to pop the trunk on Instagram, Meta, Mark Zuckerberg, all these people.
Yes.
Have you ever accidentally DM called somebody?
No.
Oh, yeah, the video call? And just.
Oh, my, no.
Yeah.
You've never done this?
Are y'all calling people
Melanie.
On social media?
Melanie.
Why would you do that?
I don't know what button I accidentally pressed. But this is specifically why I want to pop the trunk on them, because right now I am dressed as Miss Kev on stage.
Yeah, oh,
okay.
Uh huh.
I have put my makeup on. My hair's not done under this hat, but you don't know that. This hat is on. These earrings on. This shirt is on.
Yes.
Everything is presentable. At home, when I am texting you, ha ha ha, or after I've posted a get ready with me, and you say, "Slay, good outfit." Yes. I don't look like that.
Absolutely.
When
not.
I'm telling you, thank you.
Yes.
I look like Who Shot John.
Hey.
That's what I look like at home. Okay. I don't even try.
Who is John?
Okay. John, we don't know, because do something, John. He did it. So then he got shot. Okay. All I'm trying to tell you is I don't look like this when I'm at the house. I accidentally called this girl.
Oh, no.
This weekend on DM. I could not hang because I could not figure out how to, because Instagram don't want you to hang up.
That's true.
So I couldn't figure out how to hang up. The panic.
Oh, my.
That consumed me. Oh, my. Oh, oh, oh.
Oh.
And they put it on like FaceTime. So you can see yourself.
You see you and you
looking
like,
crazy.
She can't see me like this.
Oh, God. If this woman answered the phone.
Who are you, girl? I don't know. I Why stole Miss Kevin Stage's phone.
That's the thing, too, though, is you could call anybody because you could be followed by yes. anybody.
And you could just call. We should call Cardi. Call Cardi B right now. See if she answers.
Literally.
Call Beyonce.
I don't know how to turn it off. But looking at yourself in pants.
Yes.
How do I? No, please. Maybe she goes answer it. I was freaking out. It is an unnecessary feature.
I do not want
to be FaceTiming people on my DMs. See. I am so sorry. That is no offense to any of you. I love you all. But I do not want to be on FaceTime with you when I'm at home.
I don't want people to have the ability to FaceTime me either.
People have done it to me as well because they'll be like, sorry, I didn't mean to FaceTime you. I don't even respond. I just be like, Jesus, please let this hang up before they answer. Please. Let me see if I can do
it. Oh, is it like this?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing.
I don't actually even understand how it works because if I call you, does it give you your phone number?
I don't know.
No,
try
you
right
don't
now.
Access that. It's
how does it work to call my phone?
Try to call
it's
me
a
right
video
now.
Chat. Okay.
I want it off.
I know that should be the ability to turn it off. People shouldn't just be able to contact you. I don't like that. Was it Carla B?
Full on.
It was her. That's who she calls.
Look, and this is how you look now.
Oh.
So you're full on. You guys can't see. But full on.
Oh, it says video chat with Melissa.
Yes. And so it's up here. But this is what I'm doing.
Oh, I see.
Down here.
Oh.
Before you.
Yeah. Oh, my. I missed that call. It says you missed the video chat.
Girl,
I will miss all of those.
I quickly.
Don't you ever FaceTime me in a DM. That will never work out in your favor, okay?
If it's not a setup thing, like, hey, I'm fit to,
no.
Yeah.
It's kind of intrusive to just FaceTime somebody.
Yes.
So anyway, I want to pop the trunk on the app because I want it to go away.
Okay.
Oh, they got to go to the privacy study? I will because I don't want it as an option.
Me either. We are going to play these, and as you are rounding them up, we need to get headphones. I should probably say it after, but we're here now, so I'm going to say it.
Okay.
Law and Order has been renewed for the 26th season.
Has it really been 26?
26 seasons.
Wow.
It's Law and Order SVU. What is the longest run? Cam, you probably know this. What is the longest running series? How many seasons? Because SVU.
I think it's Law and Order.
I was going to say, I feel like it is too.
Grey's Anatomy may be right behind it, but I'm pretty sure Law and Order is longest running.
I wonder if it's categorized, though.
Oh, my God.
What is it?
General Hospital had 60 seasons.
Okay, yeah. It was one of the hospital dramas.
Guiding Light, 57.
Okay, the soap's got to be out.
Day of Our Lives,
yeah, 57. Soap's gotta be out.
As the World Turns, Sesame Street, 53.
Okay.
Simpsons is up there. For
Young and Restless, Saturday Night Live.
Oh.
One Life to Live. Okay, right.
It's
a lot.
It's not on here at all. It's
all
not
my
on the
children,
list.
The Bugs Bunny Show.
Not on there yet.
I was about to say The Bald and the Beautiful. The Bold and the Beautiful.
Yeah, but
Simpsons is 34.
Okay.
Mr. Rogers, 31.
Was Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood on for that long?
31 seasons. South Park had 26. Okay, so it would be beating that because it's now at, what did I say, 26,
well,
27.
And it's still going.
So, and it's still going.
Current shows, I think it's the longest running current show.
Got it.
Oh, I see.
Oh, and here, it's on here, but it's when it was at 24 seasons. The fact that this show is still on. And
it's wild.
And some of us still be all in. Okay. Doom, doom, doom. Did you see that TikTok that girl was twerking?
Oh,
I was it was my favorite
thing.
I can't believe that this show is still on.
That's wild.
Also, I love that it is still on. I want Benson.
No, it's so good.
And Ice-T and Mariska Hargitay, whatever her name is.
Mariska Hargitay.
Y'all just keep on doing the SVUs.
The creators of, I think it's the creators. They have I almost think it's like it's not a docuseries, whatever, on Netflix right now.
Oh.
I almost watched it over yesterday, actually, and then I didn't feel like it. But it's like they, I think I didn't watch it, so this is my assumption. I think they are examining real life cases.
That's why I'm going to say it's never ending.
It's never going to end.
Yeah.
It's like I'm not a lawyer, but there's always going to be something.
Correct.
For you to talk about. And they are taking, you know how they love taking right from the headlines.
I love that. Mm-hmm.
Those are the favorite ones to go into.
Have they done Diddy yet? There's going to be a whole season dedicated to Diddy, okay?
There will be.
They have content. Just do all the celebrity, everybody that's getting a lawsuit for this. They should just do them all.
I would be
tuned in. It's going to be the whole season.
That would be great.
This is great. Shout out to Law & Order SVU. I think it's amazing that they have that many seasons. That's all.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Doom, doom. Black people are so creative.
Oh my, everybody's so creative.
But like in a genuine way, black people are so creative.
I agree, because also Glorilla said at the end of the day,
the day gotta end. I said, freaking genius. You can't tell me that that's not brilliant.
She is the modern day Maya Angelou.
Absolutely. So freaking poetic.
I love it.
And revolutionary. Like when you really think about it, saying at the end of the day gotta end.
That's a word.
That's a word. Y'all not gonna catch it. That's your problem.
It's the same as joy's gonna come in the morning.
Correct. Yes.
So
if the joy ain't came, it ain't the morning yet.
It ain't the morning.
So at the end of the day gotta end.
Somebody better give her a Pulitzer.
Absolutely.
Is it a Pulitzer?
Yes. Yes. She deserves all the things. I want you guys to know, I'm waiting for the opportunity to say this in real life.
Oh, it is absolutely going to be said.
Because the question was about an interview she had with Biden. Okay, she actually attended and was there.
Wait, okay, yes. Okay, wait. At the beginning of that interview, this is how I knew things were going to go left. Because she said, how you doing?
Yeah.
And she bust out into song. She said,
I missed this part.
She started singing, what did she start singing? I got to find it now because it was.
If you guys have not seen this, okay, Shamir wants to know what we're talking about. So apparently, Glorilla had, she was invited to the White House, I believe, and had conversations with Biden and Kamala, right? So then she's on this show, and the lady's asking her.
She's on CNN, just to be clear. It was CNN. Hold on, I found it because I'm going to play. Oh, go ahead.
No, so I'll set it up and you can play.
Okay.
So the lady is asking her about how it went. So, were they asking for your support? How was it? You know, were they asking for you to endorse them? That kind of stuff. This woman decided, I'm not going to answer your question directly. I'm a talk. But I'm not going to answer your question.
Oh, it's the best. Okay. Hold on.
Politically, did they want your endorsement? Do they want you to help people get out the vote?
Hey, you know, they ain't got nothing to do with me. Saying, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I'm just living my life like it's golden.
That's what she said.
I'm not going to, you know what I'm saying, talk politics, but I love the president. You know what I'm saying? I love everybody. And at the end of the day got to end.
I forgot she did see that.
Living my life like it's golden.
That woman,
living my life. I said, wait.
What are you talking about? And then did this. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm just living my life like it's golden. Living my life. What? Then, and this is what cracks me up because I want to know what was in her brain. She said, you know, at the end of the day, or no, she said, I love the president. And then was like, am I supposed to love the president? Maybe I'm not supposed to love the president.
Which president?
So actually, I love everybody. Because you know what I'm saying? All I'm doing is living my life like it's golden. Living my life like it's golden. Because you know what? At the end of the day?
The day got to end.
The day got to end. What did you just say? What did you just say? If I were to summarize this conversation to someone else, what would I say you said?
Why did she say that? Let me tell you. Whatever millennial, George Gen Zer, who booked her, the rest of the producers in that room all looked at that Gen Zer, that millennial, like, what the f-?
No, it's a Gen Z.
You are not booking nobody
else.
Yeah,
you can't.
You are not allowed
you
to book anybody else.
You are not allowed to book.
Living my life like it's golden. Living my life.
You know, because I love everybody. The president, everybody.
Because at the end of the day,
the day got to end.
A word. All right, sorry. That was a great
The best. I want you to know, someone said who did her media prep. I want you to know they did an excellent job. They did such an excellent job because do we know if she's going to vote for them? No, we have no idea. Do we know her political affiliation? Not a clue. We have no idea. Do we know what Obama, what Biden and Kamala talked to her about?
She don't
None.
Know. She knows Jill Scott. Living
we
life
have
like
no idea. And if the point was for us to leave no wiser, before she came on camera. Mission accomplished, my sister. A+. You have succeeded.
I don't think any of these people have PR people. Let me just say, I don't think any of these celebrities, these newer ones,
have
sound
any
like an
PR?
Old person. I don't think they have any PR. They are out there high.
They out there
and figuring
living
it
out. Literally, like golden.
They are smoking weed in the back and then coming on screen like, "What's up? What am I here for?
What am I here for?"
Yeah, presidents, they be president, you know. They be president.
You know, presidents be presidentin'.
New album.
Period.
Next week.
All right. You better be here for it because it drops next week, because at the end of the day, the day got to end.
That's what she got to call it. Oh, my gosh.
At the end of the day. It's the best. I'm telling you right now, everybody who's listening to this podcast, you wait till I get in a pickle and somebody asks me a question I don't want to answer.
Oh, girl.
Oh. I am going to say... Well, because you know, at the end of the day, the day got to end.
Favorite.
I am going to say it. Okay, go ahead.
What? Oh,
I will add that phrase to the list.
Hi, Mel and Liz. I am calling to pop the trunk, or not calling. Well, either way, I want to pop the trunk on software subscriptions, because it's like, it's one of those things that really makes me be like, you know what grinds my gears, but just more than that, just why do I have to pay every year for Microsoft now? Like, why do I have to pay an annual subscription for the functions that I want in Adobe or Microsoft or even just security, like Norton VPN? Like, I just don't get it. What happened to going to Office Depot, Max, the Microsoft software that just came out for that year, and no matter what, as long as you had that software downloaded, you didn't pay for it again unless you wanted the newer one. Like, I get from a capitalism perspective, but I don't. I would really like that back. I want to be able to buy my 2003, 2007, 2010, but really 2024 Microsoft package and not
keep paying it and buying it again.
100%.
What happened?
Apparently Diddy's home just got raided by Homeland Security.
By Homeland Security?
In regards to and sex trafficking. So sorry. I was like, I have things to say about this, but also apparently, literally, just released 10 minutes ago, there are federal agents. Apparently, they are at his Beverly Hills home, the Florida home, and the East Coast home. Is it three homes, and they all being raided?
Oh, they plan that
Homeland
all together.
Homeland Security, they are raiding in regards to... Oh, the East Coast home is the Miami home?
East Coast is...
In regards to sex trafficking, we all know what the lawsuit said. So that's not all the way a surprise.
You know what? Ever since 2020... The world has been,
girl,
real crazy.
What happened here?
Because the downfall of these folk,
girl,
has been monumental.
Yes, it has. It really has.
Because Diddy, as much as people heard about Diddy, the stuff that has come out is beyond what I could think or imagine.
Yes, 100%.
It is. What Vince McMahon, Diddy, were the Epstein folk in since 2020?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Epstein. There's someone else I'm missing before Diddy. Russell. All of these people. And I just want to, the 90s, we need to have the eraser thing, because why? Did you guys watch the Freaknik documentary?
Yeah.
I started it a couple times. I haven't finished it. But my goodness.
What a time. I don't know what's happening, child. It is so much. You know, I didn't get to finish watching the Freaknik doc either, but even the Nickelodeon doc. Yeah.
The Nickelodeon doc.
It's just this... We were in I don't even have the words. We were in such a wild time.
Well, and we look back on it. We used to look back on it with such fondness. So those were the times.
Yeah.
The 90s were great.
Yeah.
Before social media, before that. But now it's in reality. They were not the great.
No.
And social media is helping us bring that to
life. Yeah, that's true.
They were a wild time for women. And Nickelodeon has shown it was a wild time for
children too.
Actors.
Yeah,
that Nickelodeon dot has really like shed. I was telling Kev, I'm so grateful we pulled the boys from that world when we did, and they were on Nickelodeon.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? I wouldn't have been. I was already a weirdo anyway with it. Like even Isaiah was a buckwheat. I had an issue with that low key.
Oh yeah.
And then you know, he's a kid at this point for real. And so he's losing his teeth and they're trying to put it and they're uncomfortable in his mouth. And I'm like, let the baby be a baby.
He
ain't got no teeth. Yeah. I don't understand. Like I was never really, I could never really get with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When we were doing the Nickelodeon show and they were, you know, trying to give Isaiah and Joe, we can get them fruit snacks and we can get them this. And I'm not even that mom.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even operate that. Like, listen, these are your options. You can eat here or you can have sleep for dinner.
Hello.
Those are your options. Yes. That's just kind of how I operate anyway.
Yeah.
So the world in which you're giving these children all of these things, and then you have these adults exploiting them from both ends, mind you.
Yeah.
Parents and producers.
Yeah.
Financially on one end, well, both really financially, but parents financially, and then these adults who are taking advantage of these kids sexually.
Yeah.
And it's this big open secret that everyone knows about, but no one says anything.
Yep.
I can't do it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be the person that can do it. And sorry, they keep saying my mic is cackling. The other thing is, from the money perspective, I was going to talk about this a little bit. Sorry, I know we hijacked that girl's. You want to talk about her trunk? Sorry, we hijacked her pop the trunk. I'm sorry, we might have to do it again. The financial point. So you have these Coogan accounts that you're supposed to put, you know, this 15% into your like child actors account. Me and I felt so bad about taking any of the kids' money. It's partly, not even partly, it is the reason my kids were in private school when we were in Washington.
Mm.
I took all of their money that they got from Nickelodeon, because that's what they were signed to, and I put it toward their tuition, their private school tuition. Because I was like, what, 15% off, that's, child, that's your time.
Yeah.
That's not no real money.
It really isn't. We were having that same conversation because McKinley wanted to, you know, get into the acting and get the agent and all that kind of stuff. So they made us get the Coogan account. And I'm like, yeah, but that's her money.
Exactly.
Like, I don't want to take her money.
Right.
That's her. If she, it's gonna all going to go to this account. And when she is of age,
she can have it.
She can have it. It's just a weird, like,
And you put this pressure on your children. So if,
Until if she was like making millions, like it would be a different story. But okay.
Right. Because it really, it don't even be that much. Well, for some of these kids, it do be a lot of money.
For some of these kids, it'd be
a lot of money. But my kids wasn't, they weren't making life-changing money for the family. I mean, you can go out and buy a couple nice things, but I don't even want to do that. Like, you were going to put this in your education.
Yeah.
And actually, it's when I started their college funds as well. But anyway, the thing about it is it starts, people are starting to have conversations now because the world has changed and evolved about kids on social media.
Yeah.
They don't have those same regulations. And for, you know, they have these things about like kids and the exploitation of kids. The thing is, some children, in as much as they can, know the lights is what I'm attracted to.
100%.
I want to do the acting thing. I want, I do believe that children should be able to explore that.
Yeah.
I think what has to some of the things, the think pieces I read is like, that's exploitation. The children shouldn't have it. Yeah. I think the exploitation is the process in which we handle it.
Okay.
It's not the actual kids being able to explore something like that if it seems the kid enjoys it.
Yeah.
What happens is the whole family ends up having a financial, you know, dependence on the child going. No, the parents got to get up and go to work.
Yeah.
At the time, my kids, we were at Boeing. We worked, and 100% of the kids' stuff went to their education, and to their college fund. That's it. Everyone doesn't have, and low key, I get it though. I have so many thoughts. Sorry. Taking your kid to all these auditions, if they really gonna be successful, is demanding.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
So you need, I mean, like when a lot of the parents were their managers at point, and you need somebody to be a manager.
Yes. Yes.
I hate it.
It's a lot.
McKinley gets, there's one due tomorrow, and I was like.
And then when they don't get it?
If I just email you and say she's done with this, because I think she's ready to be done with this, and I am very ready to be done with this. But it is so demanding. It's so much. And then she got an attitude. She's tired. She don't want to redo it. It's just a lot. It's a lot. And I couldn't imagine going through all of that. You book a show, and then these MFers got the nerve to be touching the kids. And they get convicted.
They go to jail for 16 months.
And
then they
come back out and get rehired?
By Disney?
Wild. Because everything, back to Boeing at the beginning, everything is
all the money.
It always goes back to the money.
I worked in kids' content. First of all, I think it's at this point very well known that in animation, kids' animation in particular, there are usually these Easter eggs. Yeah. Right? The artists, the people, the animators love to leave these little Easter eggs. And if you spot them, right, 20 years later, everybody's like, is that a dick in Aladdin? Is that a dick in the sand? Did somebody draw that? Listen, I didn't realize that that was a thing early on in my career. So I was watching something and I was like, hey, does anybody see this? And literally they're like, yeah, you don't know that artists do Easter eggs? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, my note is that this should be removed. I don't remove this. I don't care what y'all got going on. Why would we do this? Why would we allow this? If you spot it, take it out. But the fact that the animators, the illustrator, like the fact that they are
like
intentionally putting... Yeah, take it. We need to address them. Mm-hmm. Why would that be okay?
If they're going to go back and change the Lilo and Stitch dryer to a cabinet or whatever, I saw that scene, then they should definitely...
Wait, tell me the Lilo and Stitch thing?
So in Lilo and Stitch, there's a scene when she hides. She originally hid in a dryer.
Okay.
She was hiding from her big sister who was trying to find her.
Uh-huh.
She gets into the dryer and like closes the door and like hides in there. And then her sister finds her eventually. And they were like, well, that's dangerous. We don't want kids hiding in dryers.
Oh, okay.
So they basically reanimated it and changed what she was hiding inside of.
Okay.
And people were all talking about that. But if they're going to go to those lengths to change that, then they can easily change
any
of these hidden Easter eggs.
Take it out.
Well, and calling it an Easter egg, the fact that we've named it means that everyone is aware
absolutely.
That this is a thing.
Yes.
And it's supposed to be there as like a hidden surprise.
Yes.
If we as adults are making content for children to consume, mm-hmm. we should be making content for children to consume.
100%.
These ideas of putting this like adult content in it for children,
right?
We've lost the plot.
People are saying Easter egg. Yes, I had the same reaction you did when somebody first called it an Easter egg, and I was like, what is an Easter egg? I don't understand. But it's a hidden
thing. Object.
And so if you spot it, it's like spotting the Easter egg on an Easter egg hunt. You're like, oh, there's the egg. That's essentially it. It's these hidden things that are kind of in plain sight, but it's not until you see them that you're kind of in on the joke. But that happens a ton in animation. It is like the thing that people do for these animated shows. It is so stupid.
It's gross.
The other thing I was going to say, I forgot. But we were talking about children's content. It made me think
of
something else.
You were talking about McKinley. And I was going to say, you know, it is, and maybe it is a privilege, but I would feel like as a parent, it's also a responsibility. But it truly is a privilege to, I'm not going to use privilege. I'm going to say it's responsibility. It's a responsibility as a parent to push your child toward their dream.
Mm-hmm.
But then also to recognize when it's time for them to give it up.
Mm-hmm.
And your financial dependence isn't on them.
Yeah.
So you say, I think McKinley's I'm tired for sure. But I also think McKinley is tired and wanting to pull her back. I think sometimes parents don't do that because it's lucrative for them.
Yeah.
And if there was a way to monetize, so you're able to give your... For example, if your mom or your dad, your parent is a manager, most managers make 10, 15, 20%.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, I'm your parent, so I'm going to put 15% essentially in this Coogan account and I keep the other 85, pay the parent the 10% or whatever the fee is, and then put the rest in the kids' account. Because the reality is parents do a lot of work. When we were doing the stuff on the with the kids, we were, or Kev was, editing, shooting, producing, doing the stuff with the director. You deserve to get paid, right?
Yeah.
But giving the kid the smaller portion is also not fair.
Yeah, yeah.
Because once they turn 18...
They ain't got no money.
They ain't got no money. Yeah. And that's not fair either.
They've been working their whole life.
And they've been working their whole life.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not fair either. And when you think about the children content on socials, that's what is a concern to me. Like, some of the kids, maybe they do want to go into acting. Maybe they do want to be, you know, these days, kids want to be social media influencers.
Oh my gosh, McKinley is like a YouTuber. I want to be a YouTuber.
That was not a job.
On top of, she experiences y'all.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
all
you
she,
too shoot,
but yeah, she'd be like, "I'm not a lawyer."
Yeah.
But like all she, at this point, what she sees in a way that we saw our parents get up and go to work, what she is surrounded by at this point, when it comes to adults making money and having a job, they be on Instagram and YouTube. Like that's she literally this morning was like, "I was watching YouTube, and or when I got on YouTube today, you and Dad's podcast was there." And I was like, that's so, like, this is the norm for her. So a lot of them now aspire to do that. Mm-hmm. It's just really, what is challenging for me is that, and I'd be trying to be conscious to not be like our parents, quote unquote, right? Mm-hmm. Where it's like older generations, because of their experience, will look down upon or like shun, or just it really comes out of ignorance many times, but they're like they don't consider it real work.
They don't consider
it, you know what I'm saying, like you need to go out and get a job. And this is work
for sure.
This it is work. And so there is a way to talk about it and aspire to do it and to actually do it and raise your kids if they want to do it. Like there is a way to do it and do it properly without exploiting them, but it is you have to figure it out too, because it all is still very new, and
it
so
be, it has to be better regulated.
It does have to be better regulated. And actually, that was Ron DeSantis, who is not the best person in the world by any means. Okay, but he just signed a bill in a law in Florida banning kids under 14 from social media. And so essentially, it's gonna go back to the social media apps that if accounts have been created with birth dates that would dictate the children are 14 or under, that they have to be deleted. And then, or you have to, there has to be some connection to a parent basically that allows, which I thought was in existence a little bit anyway. Maybe it was 13. I don't know. But anyway, apparently there's this new law. I haven't all the way looked into it. But I do think in general, like outside of Ron DeSantis, because really, but there should be some regulations with it. And low key, while we're on it, I think the iPad, there's an ability to connect your kids' tech devices to yours. So like McKinley, I set time limits.
Yeah.
She can be on Roblox for 2 hours a day. Mm-hmm. When she hits that
it says you
time,
can't be on there.
She has to either get off or she can send a request to me that says, can I stay for longer? And then I can approve how much longer. She can't download any apps without me approving it. Like all of that stuff. I think there's still a lot of work to do when it comes to that stuff, because I would still even like to regulate more on YouTube the things that she even has access to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because to your point that you were making about the airplanes and the Boeing, like if you allow people to self-regulate, to self-rate is what I would call it, they always going to say ain't nothing problematic and they stuck.
Yeah. Until it comes back to them. And that's the thing with YouTube. They won't flag it until it gets flagged and sent back to them.
Because I will post a video and I'll be like, not problematic, no issues, no cursing, no did. And then I just be like, post. And then a month later, they be like, hey, you lied.
Yes.
There's something in here.
Or the standard is different. I'm thinking, oh, this was fine. Mm-hmm. Like on TikTok, people are saying pew, pew. And I'm like, oh, we not supposed to say, I didn't know that.
Girl.
So I would mark it,
girl,
I didn't know that. You know, unalive is a thing.
They
pew,
be pissed
pew
at me. Why you always say unalive? You always, we need to use the proper terms. Let me tell you, the boy on YSL said, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm high as hell right now. I'm finna go to sleep on y'all ass. Literally, he said that. So that is like clickable, searchable, funny moment. I post it. They gonna flag me on TikTok. We don't post stuff about drugs. Or it actually, the way that they word it is, we don't show people doing drugs. And I was like, he didn't do the drug on the thing. And they literally commented back like, your video is we're no girl. We're demonetization. You're not getting paid for this. But like, they be doing all this stuff.
Yeah.
And it's not consistent.
And it's not consistent.
That's I don't know. That was a tangent, but it's not consistent.
No, you can say pew pew. You can't say.
You cannot say. If you
well,
like,
now you just said, are we finna get demonetized?
We'll have to bleep
on
that
YouTube.
Out.
Not for YouTube. It's not
I don't
the same.
Know. I don't know anymore. That's
I
my point.
I think it's fine on YouTube. It's not on TikTok.
Oh, I got it. Got it. Got it.
I think
it's easier to trace probably because it's shorter content.
Yeah,
so they can their algorithm can
it's doing
faster.
It
faster.
I'm gonna tell you, I just feel like the Nickelodeon doc, and I feel so bad for the man.
I felt bad for
Drake.
His father.
Oh my God! I'm happy you brought
he
that
saw
up.
It and
for him to be aware, and then he you know what? That hurt my soul.
Mine too.
Because as a parent, I can see, okay, you wanting to do what's best for your child and feeling like you know, but also wanting to. I don't want you to hate me forever. And if you think mm-hmm. this is what you want to do, I'm going to say, like, there is, I understand him doing what he did all for that mama.
I was going to say, there's a reason why she wasn't in the documentary.
All for that mama to just miss it all.
Just miss
for
it
his
all.
Random girlfriend's mama to be like, something ain't right with
she
this.
She sure did.
Come on in here. Let me talk to you.
Oh my God. You know, when stuff like that happens though, I'd be like, for better or for worse, God, what would I do in that situation?
I know, I've been thinking about that too.
Like, would I have recognized the signs? Would I have said something?
You know
something?
Who would have? Your sister.
Oh, Nick would have.
Monique, when it'd be would've. Coming to stuff like that, she'd be like, do. Something is off.
Yeah, Nick would have.
And she would be able to handle the conversation, having it and getting the information
yeah.
out and then mm-hmm. knowing what to do.
Yeah, yeah.
To your point, I would be like,
They did what? The thing about it is, beyond like, going to jail, I would have to know that I have to find out the information first.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes I'm like, I don't know that I would have seen. You can be preventative, and that's mm-hmm. what I was saying about the Nickelodeon stuff. Some stuff is just preventative.
Yeah.
I don't like y'all yeah. acting weird, so I'm gonna just just make things difficult because it's still my child and I don't need the money. So I'm gonna tell you no all day long, and I don't care. I'll be the speed bump in the whole operation. I don't care. But if my son was like, I really want to do it, and he was doing it, and he was put in these situations, I'm like, would I have been aware enough the
oh,
way
wait, for
that
your
dad?
Kid?
Well,
yes, the way
oh,
the dad
I think for
was.
For your kid.
I think he would have been aware enough.
Kid.
The issue with him is the guy was able to turn everyone against him because he was friends
That's
with
true.
Everybody on the production. So it was easier for him to be like, his father's a pain in the butt, and he's making it difficult. We
right.
should all make it hard for him and push him out. And it was easier for him to get all the producers on his side
right.
and get him pushed out.
Yeah, yeah.
You think you would have been
if it was my
Drake's dad?
With my kids, yes.
To the point where you would have recognized it.
I would have felt like, I don't know
well,
if I would have knew.
Other people saw it too. They were just like, oh, he's touchy-feely. Oh, he's that
yeah,
kind
no,
of guy.
Yeah, no, not for my kids.
See, I don't like that.
Not
yeah.
for my kids, though. So what I'm saying.
Well, both sides. So you can answer both sides, either as Drake's dad or as the girlfriend.
As the girlfriend's mom,
Drake's
I would have just, I would have been like, that don't seem right. I don't know that I would have called him in to ask him, is something going on? I would have just noted that
Something's
don't
weird.
Seem right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I, because the thing about how I feel about people and their kids, because it's how I feel about me
yeah.
and my kids, don't, these are mine. Okay, and
yeah,
there
yeah.
are lines that you should not cross. That's not your. I don't need. No
but I
man.
Wonder if his mom was not there, and that's why he.
She seemed
oh,
a
maybe.
Little out of the. I don't want to say
yeah,
anything to her, but she seemed a little like not as attentive.
Yeah.
And also, he was what probably 16, 17 at the
yeah,
time
yeah.
this happened. So
see, and
was,
that I just feel like it gets a little bit
hairy.
You know what I'm saying
yeah.
when they're older.
He's
but
adult
for,
enough to have a conversation with. I think.
Yeah,
but for
sure.
stuff you don't feel, I feel like you would be trusting your gut. I feel like if you encountered your gut felt wrong,
yeah.
especially for the ones you birthed, you would be like, no.
I literally, I'd be overthinking in
yeah,
these
yeah.
moments. I'd be like, oh, what would I? Have? I mean, this very it's, hypothetical make believe scenario. I'm like, what would I have done?
Yeah,
would
yeah.
I have known? Would I have missed it? What if I would have missed it? Then my boys would be jacked up. I would like, and you just kind of go down
yeah.
this,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know,
spiral.
And totally. Maybe that's why I'm preventative up top.
Yeah.
But I would pray, like, God, let me see the things. If I was Drake's girlfriend,
yeah.
I don't know.
Given
don't
that
know.
Particular situation,
I don't
know.
But also,
he was calling him
he was
enough
calling
times for it to be like,
yeah, and that is
this
weird.
Shouldn't be happening.
Yeah, that's like more than a red flag.
Yeah.
That's like
he's
slapping you
parent,
in the face.
He's just a guy.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I wonder if
to take
though,
you to Six Flags on a Saturday,
that's
he
weird.
Blowing up your phone.
But
like
I wonder
this?
If I would have called the mom.
That's my thing. Is nowadays
no.
it feels more correct to contact the parent.
Right. Yeah, right. I feel like right. I probably would have called the mom.
That could have led to nothing because she could have. And it would have led to nothing. Like, oh, he does this all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, but then I would have been like, well, if the mom is fine with it, maybe that's just the relationship and it's cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, yeah. You know, like, let me back off. Because, you know, we're in a society of mind your business.
Exactly. Exactly.
So you kind of like.
That's why I would have struggled. I would have struggled being the girlfriend's mom. I would have struggled. Just I care about respecting people, especially when it comes to their kids. Yeah. I just respect that. And at 15, if I ask, I'm going to ask you once. And
correct.
Then I did. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, correct. Hey, hey. Like, hey. I probably would have called the mom. Yeah. Knowing me,
you would have
just
called
how
mom.
I operate, I would have called the mom. This, you know, he was just calling a lot and we was doing this. Yeah. I just want to make sure, and that's probably what I would say. I just want to make sure it's cool.
Yeah. Because
he said he was spending the time with us and his girlfriend. And they had plans.
It's also, we don't know his girlfriend's mom's history, if she had gone through something like this.
That was the other thing. She's like, a big question mark.
Yeah, yeah.
If she was a
she soul, gave who our sister has worked with children all of her life,
so she can see signs.
And
probably.
Monique is able to tap in.
Monique, be
she
on it.
And is able to. This is how you should ask them. This is how you should position it. This is how you can, like, she's good
well,
at
why it.
And it is
him going to her house and her they're interacting for it.
Yeah,
to
and probably for her to witness it.
Yeah,
you know,
firsthand.
Yeah,
you know, and kids. The thing about it is that's that power dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't change. It doesn't change even. It's very easy to understand power dynamics when you're talking about an adult and a child.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think people struggle with power dynamics when they're thinking about two adults.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you have control over my career, that power dynamic still exists.
Oh, my goodness.
It will exist even at things not as, like, the stakes aren't, like, have sex with me. You know what I mean? You could be in a room with someone and they could be, don't say nothing. And
well,
that's
it was
enough.
Like the situation when he brought the writer in. She was the only woman, and he took all the men in. They flushed out their ideas. Then he brought her in and, like, okay, pitch to all of us. Like, that's a power dynamic. That's a power play.
Yeah. Yep. And people, especially men, it is so hard for men to understand and have empathy for the precautions, the safety precautions that women naturally kind of do to out of their own safety that men don't.
100%.
For example, women, you can comment on this in real time on the Patreon. And then when you're listening to this at night, what is your rule? Because I'm sure you have them, because I do. How far back do you park your car in a parking lot?
Oh, girl.
There's only so far back I'll go.
Absolutely.
And my preference, it goes down to even the lane. I specifically.
Oh, like far away from the entrance.
Yes, from the entrance. I specifically want my car to be where the door is. I want to be in that lane because that's usually where the most light is.
Uh-huh.
And
I
can see the door. Yes. That's usually where the most light is. And I can run straight to the building if I need to with the door with no obstruction. And I'll go further back in that lane than I will the further out you go.
Oh, girl, I will circle and circle and circle and circle until I get a. I will even leave and try again another day.
Listen.
If I don't get a parking spot that I feel safe about having.
Yes.
I'm not parking in a garage. Oh. I am not parking in a parking garage. Sorry, not happening. I am parking. It can be raining. I'm not parking in the garage.
Yep.
Dark and rainy?
Not
girl,
happening.
This is the setup for a movie.
Yes.
I am parking in a well-lit spot, okay? And I don't, low-key, this is how bad I be. I'm not parking in the middle of big cars.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
If I am, if there are big old trucks on the side of me, no. I won't be parking there.
Oh,
you need to see my vehicle.
Yes,
I
like that too.
I need to be seen. Watch me.
You come out of a building, especially if it's not late at night, I bet your car keys are out.
Absolutely.
You're not fooling around. You're not fooling around in your purse.
No, absolutely.
Trying
not.
To search for a key. Mm-mm. You are going to beep your car before you get there so you can open the door right away.
Girl.
You also, 100% sure, 100% sure, because I know this on every one of my cars, because my new car has this feature. I said, thank you, God, a woman invented this. You also know if you get in your car and you lock the door, if the person, if you're inside, if you can still open the doors from the outside. Mm. I know that on every one of my cars, the ability to open the door, because it's real stupid if I get in the car and it locks. Mm. But then if I'm in the car, you could still unlock it that way.
Yeah.
That's dumb.
Yeah,
that's actually not safe. I don't want you to do that.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
All of these things women think about ahead of time. Men don't often have these concerns.
Absolutely not. Let me just tell you, when I was in Atlanta, which I had a moment of like, you're at the airport, you're probably fine, but I am with the children, and because I have strollers, I have to go to the elevators, not the escalators, and it's like off in the cut at the airport. And it low-key looked like it was an employee elevator.
Mm.
Because, like I said, the train was broke. So I walked in the elevator, and I look up, and it's all men.
Oh.
I'm on, and so I'm like, I'm on an elevator with all men. It's dark. It's like an employee one. Mm-hmm. It's not regular. Mm-hmm. So I'm literally like, what do I have in the bag? I have the kids with me. Going through my head. Yeah. We're going from floor 1 to 3. Should I not be able to get out when this opens? What is your next
step? What is your plan?
What is your plan? You have Kai. You just go to hell with the stroller. She's in my arm. Ken's in my hand. We're just men aren't doing that. Then no. Men probably was like, oh, okay, you good? I'm over here like,
now what?
In the elevator with all men.
Being taken to the second location.
It was literally like 5 men. I was like, oh, girl, this
I don't even know that I would have gotten.
I was screwed. I didn't realize it. I'm just getting on.
And then you realize.
And the door closing and you're like, this was a bad idea.
Yeah.
But typically, and that's the thing, when you have kids, when you have babies and you are by yourself,
everything is on alert. Like, your whole everything is on alert.
Yeah.
I need to know who's behind me, who's in front. Don't let me, my hairstylist is downtown LA.
Oh, girl.
And when I used to have to be there late in the evening, again, women, we all know the person you're calling to ensure everyone knows someone is on my phone.
Yes.
And if you don't have that habit, please do.
Absolutely.
Please start the habit.
Yeah.
If you are at night and you are walking alone, now you have one or two options. And actually, you only have one. Have somebody on the phone. Because if some go down, you want them to hear you screaming.
Absolutely.
But also, don't get so caught up in the conversation that your head is still on a swivel.
It's a fake. You know the prep you do. I'm walking in the room and there's a lot of people and I just feel uncomfortable. So I just need to be on the phone with you.
That's exactly
what
you do.
And then you just be like, okay. You just make up something for 5 minutes and then you hang up.
That's exactly
how it goes.
I used to call my sisters. I would call Kev. Hey,
give them that 2-minute prep.
I'm downtown. I just finished getting my hair done in the parking lot because I'm not parking on the street downtown because that's also just crazy. So I'm about to go across the street and I got to go to the parking garage. I just want to let you know. Yep. Parking garages at night as women
are so dangerous. They really are. They really are. They really, child. Anyway.
Okay.
We got here.
I don't either.
We've been here for a long time.
Yeah, we're about to head out. Okay, thank you. It's so dangerous though, I'm telling you. And this is why the 90s were a dangerous time for women. Because men were the same way we need regulations today for children that are on social media. The Me Too movement had to come.
Absolutely.
So men could be held accountable because men were out here being wild.
Absolutely. And the culture, the environment protected it. It normalized it.
It did.
It made it normal to the point that if you were a woman who actually spoke out against it, you were the one who were exiled.
You were
the one who was, you know, like you were the bad one. And now all of that is obviously being uncovered and like we are, you know, women are being supported the way that they should be. But like, I can't even imagine how many people I was talking to my mom not too long ago and she was telling a story about somebody she knew who was being sexually assaulted basically by a member of the family. And I was like, it is actually more common for that to have been the case than for it. Like, I would be shocked to find a family who doesn't have that case.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's in line with what was going on. You know what I'm saying? And it's so crazy. It's so crazy of, like, I just expect that to have happened. And at this point, I hope we are all much more vigilant and much more aware and it's happening way less. But, like, during that particular generation, I think.
And there's still remnants.
And they're still remnants.
You know, because even today, women are paid less.
Oh, girl.
Like, we really going to go. The Nickelodeon man telling two women.
To split a salary?
Can you, girl.
And then when they found out, he's like, okay, one of you's fired, and I'm only going to pay you. You're going to have to work for free for 11 weeks.
It's insane.
It's not only wild that he had the audacity to ask. It also speaks to the culture that they took it.
Yes. Yeah.
That's how normal it was.
That's how normal it was.
If I don't, I have no job.
Exactly. You over here raising a daughter, Cam.
She's not going to be in entertainment.
Crazy. All right, child. Usually we have a good time. I don't know what we had today.
just do what we want to do around here. Thanks for joining us.
Very good. Very good. Did you end the stream?
No, oh, it's still black on the computer.
Oh, got it. Got it. Got it. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for joining us on today's. I thought you was going to close this.
No.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us on today's episode. We'll be back next week. We don't know what we're going to watch, though. I don't know what TV shows are out.
So. Oh, I don't either. Justin's in cuffs. Okay, I got to go catch up on Diddy.
Oh.
Justin Combs is in cuffs. Ciao. I'm not Lloyd, but join me on the Patreon.
All right, bye.